Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's bring in Ryan Wood, shall we?
Do you want to know what's going on at 1265 Lombardi Avenue? What's next for the Pack? Let's check in with our green and gold insider, Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press-Gazette. Brought to you by Thomas Morola Law Offices. Divorce, child custody, and other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Morola. Online at MorolaLaw.net or call 414-327-5800.
Bringing in now our guy from the Green Bay Press-Gazette, Ryan Wood, now joining us. And Ryan, after everything said and done, a lot of discussion over the last couple of days, specifically about this team and defensively speaking. Now, the offense we can get into a little bit later, but you know, a lot of people crying for Mike Pettine. You know, he's got to go. Mike Pettine's the problem, and it's the scheme. And I always say, well, what scheme do you want to see? You know, and then you got to realize that you have to have the players to make the scheme work. So you tell me, defensively speaking, where is this team?
Not where it should be. You know, it's a mystery, because if you put it on an island, Mike Pettine is a proven quality defensive coordinator in this league. He's had a lot of success as a defensive coordinator. He was a failed head coach, although his first year in Cleveland, for Cleveland, it was somewhat optimistic. But still, he's a failed head coach. He's a proven defensive coordinator. You look at the players and the personnel, there's a lot of money invested in a lot of talent. The Smiths, Kenny Clark, Adrian Amos, and Darnell Savage Jr., that's a free agent, premier signing and a first-round pick. Got the outside, you got Jair Alexander and Kevin King. Those are two top picks. There's a lot of investment in the personnel on that side, and yet you add it up, and they're 20th in the league in scoring, and they're 14th in yards. And frankly, neither of those are all that different. You know, the scoring's down, obviously, but the yardage, they gave up yards last year. The difference and the problem has been they only have three takeaways in five games. They've got to take the football away. They had 25 takeaways last year. They were near the top of the league in takeaways. They're not generating the big plays they generated last year. And there's a disconnect somewhere, because this defensive coordinator and these players are too good to not be playmakers, and they just haven't been.
So when you look at, say, Preston Smith, let's start there. First it was, well, he's dropping back into coverage. And you looked at it, and he was, until the statistics come out that he's dropping back into coverage about the same amount as he was last year. So why are they not getting to the quarterback with the same prolificness they had last season?
He's just not getting home. It's the bottom line. You know, if you look at Preston Smith, his career when it comes to sack production has very much ebbed and flowed. You know, he had the 8 sacks, the 4 sacks, back up to 8.5, back down to 4. Yeah, it's been very up and down throughout his career. And last year he had 12 sacks, and now he's got 0.5, and it's a major difference from last year to this year. So it's kind of been par for his career. It's been inconsistent. It's been inconsistent here in Green Bay. The reality is, yeah, you know, the first two games he was dropping back more. As Preston Smith said last week when I asked him about it, he didn't drop back near as much against New Orleans, against Atlanta, against Tampa. But there's been a lot of opportunities. He just hasn't got home on them.
You're right. He did drop back quite a bit early on, and now you look at where he's at, and I agree with you. He's not getting home. And I said this at the beginning of the season. I said, look, if you think that that you're going to get the same career years out of this guy or out of those two in general, I think you're fooling yourself. They were career years last year. That just, unless there was some kind of miraculous scheme that Mike Pettine was going to continually throw up there to make them more available, I just didn't think it was going to be the same. So, therefore, you needed other help. You needed other guys to be able to step up and make some plays and make something happen. And we just haven't seen that. I mean, there hasn't been that consistency this season. And even if you take Kenny Clark and say, well, you know, they missed Kenny, and I, which I agree with. But you don't have guys like that middle linebacking core that they had down there in Tampa Bay. When you look at those two players they had on the field, when you look at Devin White and Levante David, those guys were just getting after it. You don't have players like that on this team, right?
No. Yeah, certainly not on the second level. And Chris Barnes has played well for an undrafted rookie, but the key word there is undrafted rookie, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not a top 10 pick and a guy that's been a really standout inside linebacker for going on a decade now. The bottom line is that this is a team that continues to devalue the inside linebacker position. And I know they went out and got Christian Kirksey as kind of just a replacement for Blake Martinez. They spent a little bit of money there. But as a whole, you look at the way that this team, this front office, not just Brian Gutekunst, but before Brian Gutekunst, Ted Thompson too, really since 2006, since they took A.J. Hawk in the top 10, going on 15 years now, this is a team that has constantly devalued the inside linebacker position. And they're not alone in this league. It's certainly been a position that, as a whole, has been devalued. But much like running back on the other side of the ball, inside linebacker has been coming back. And now this is a team that you look at what it saw against the San Francisco 49ers last season. You look at what it ran up against Sunday. It is seeing the benefits on the other side of the ball. When you do invest in that position, what it can do for a defense. And you just have to wonder at what point they arrive at a position of, okay, it's time to stop devaluing this position. Because when you have speed on that second level, especially in a system like Mike Pettine's, right? Because what do we know about Mike Pettine's system in the defensive front, especially against the run? He wants the big guys, the defensive line, to take up blockers, and he wants that second level to be playmakers. He wants them to roam to the football and make plays. When you get that kind of speed that the Bucs showcased on Sunday, and you put that behind a defensive line that's taking on blocks, and you got free runners to the football, the guys that can make plays, it's a huge difference for defense. And at some point, you'd expect that the Packers would catch on.
I don't understand why they devalue that position. You know what I mean? I just, when you see so many other teams coming up with quality linebackers that they can then make incredibly versatile, if you've got beef up front, your linebackers can be set free. When you don't have enough beef up front, your linebackers are huge when it comes to support. I don't understand the devaluation. I go back to even when, who was it? Elliot Wolf stepped to the podium and said, well, you guys value the linebackers more than we do.
Yeah, that's absolutely.
And I almost fell over dead when I heard that comment. I'm like, are you kidding me?
For all of the, well, they should have drafted a receiver in the first round this spring, and I think you're seeing that too. You know, we're talking about defense. I think you're seeing that they very well could have used more talent at the receiver position as well. But for all of that talk, they could have used the Patrick Queen too.
You know, that's who I was pining for.
he started his career off pretty well, and you're seeing a dearth of talent at inside linebacker on this defense. So, yeah, look, it was devalued for a reason. Everyone in the league, with the rules changes last decade, everyone in the league put all their stock into edge rushers and perimeter corners. You got to stop the pass. Mike Pettine himself last year, I think literally last year, said you can fly to Miami a lot quicker than you can run there, right? That's the league as a whole, the mindset. Well, what do we know about this league? When you try to stop one thing, offensive coordinators are going to adapt. It's a copycat league. They're going to adapt. You've seen the run game. It's no coincidence that running backs, as they've come back, have you seen running back prices on the open market go up and the value of that position go up, it's been in direct correlation with inside linebacker and that value going up as well. Because if you want to put all your stock in defensively into edge rushers and perimeter corners, well, guess what? You're going to get the ball run down your throat. That's what they're going to do. Okay, you're going to load up to stop the pass. We'll run it. That's what offenses have done. They've got a lot of, you know, some good draft classes in recent history have helped this, but they've got a lot of talent in this league at running back. And defensive coordinators now are more and more being adaptable and saying, okay, you got to stock the second level defensively with speed to combat this, and you're just not seeing that here in Green Bay.
We're talking with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Now, Colin Cowherd made the comments that many people, I want to say in part, took offense to, but in reality, you know, statistically, it's true in that Aaron Rodgers is a front runner. He's not a guy that's going to bring you from behind numerous times, and he has to have a defense that's going to take the ball away and give him a lot of shots at it. With his comments, do you agree with what he said?
I don't know. You know, that's certainly been the narrative around Aaron Rodgers for years now. He hasn't had a ton of – I don't know what stats say, but just someone who watches this team every week, I can't think of a whole lot of opportunities that he's had. That it's not like he's constantly playing from behind. He's right. Playing from the lead quite a bit. So it's a small sample size at best. I don't know that I really buy into it. I think at the end of the day, if I'm a team and I need a guy to put together a drive to go out there and win, I like having Aaron Rodgers on my team. I think of 2017 against Dallas. I think of 2014 against Miami. Mm-hmm. I think of the NFC Championship game in 2014 when the Seahawks took the lead and Rodgers got him down and for the game-tying field goal with minimal time on the clock and put that game into overtime. I've seen it plenty of times. I don't think that Aaron Rodgers is capable of leading fourth-quarter comebacks.
See, I agree. I think if he's given the opportunity and it's a legit fourth quarter comeback, whether it's a score or two, I think there's the opportunity there. But I also think you have to take it as a whole and say, what is your defense doing as well to be able to fortify that opportunity? Are they going three and out and giving the ball back numerous times? Or is this something that's, you know, 11 play drives and giving up a bunch of time on the clock and it's changing the perplexity of the complexity of the offense? So I completely agree. Hey, real quick before I let you go, now they talked a lot about practice, talked a lot about a bad week. Now the question that I posed immediately following the game, is this a good team who had a bad game, or is this a team that was 4-0 that has now been exposed?
Good team that had a bad game. I still think I picked the Packers to lose. I didn't think it'd be 38-10, but I picked them to lose. When they were up 10-0, I was pretty surprised by that. I thought this would be a tough week, and I thought that even if they did lose, and even if it is a blowout, this is a team that is built to go after a Super Bowl. I feel the same way about this team before last week's game as I do now. They've got to fix some things. They've got to figure out how to block that speed in the defensive front, because Tampa Bay defensively is built very much like San Francisco was last year. They've got to figure that out. But at the end of the day, this is a really talented team with a head coach that's won a lot of games early in his career, a quarterback that's playing as a whole. If you look at all five games, he's playing at the top of his game. I expect that to continue starting this week with Houston.
Great stuff. As always, Ryan, we appreciate it. We'll talk later this week, okay?
All right, take care, Bill.
All right, buddy, talk to you later. There you go. Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Good conversation. Good, good stuff out of the Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com. You can find him on Twitter at @ByRyanWood, @ByRyanWood. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.